Welcome back to You Make the Call. It's time for our weekly segment with John McClain of the Houston Chronicle.
5:34 is the time. John McClain, Hall of Fame writer, Houston Chronicle, joins us on ESPN Central Texas. John, I was able to watch quite a bit of that Chargers game with the Texans. What a heck of a win. Anytime you win on the road in the NFL, anytime you win on the NFL, how dynamic was Deshaun Watson?
351 yards, no interceptions, three touchdown passes, all in the second half. Running game didn't work. Chargers did a great job against that. And Watson was magnificent. And he had done that before. He put him ahead in New Orleans, and the defense blew it on the last series last year. Put him ahead at two touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. Put him ahead at Philadelphia. Defense blew it in the fourth quarter, like New Orleans. It was a field goal and no time left. And the year before, that happened in Seattle and New England, in which Watson put him ahead on the defense allowed the opponent to pull it out on the last series. So that was monumental that the defense was able to stop Phillip Rivers on downs. And people here wonder if that's Bill O'Brien's biggest win in six seasons, and I wouldn't go that far, but it was important because Rivers played very well, and they didn't have a touchdown in the second half and had only one long touchdown drive. So they've got two games coming up now at home against Carolina and Atlanta. If they could win those, they'd be 4-1 for the first time under Bill O'Brien with a game at Kansas City the next up.
John, this week notwithstanding, I know the running game, like you said, got shut down, but Carlos Hyde really, through the two games he's played, has been a bit of a revelation, hasn't he?
The first two games he was really good. They were third in the league in rushing going into this last game. And then San Diego, which had been bad against the run, came out with the idea of stopping the run. That opened up some things down the field. Watson, they changed their offensive line for the third game in a row. His pass protection, people look at sacks and they say, well, he's been sacked 12 times. Of those 12, four were Watson's fault. Two were the faults of players at other teams, at other positions. And so the line really has only been at fault for six, but they now have their starting five intact. And as long as they're healthy, that's what they'll go with.
It seemed like about every time I turn around, Joseph was hurt or in pain or injured or not feeling well. Is he a tough guy? Because it seemed like he kept going back on the field to try to finish the game.
Jonathan Joseph did it. Justin Reed, the safety, did it. They kept going out and coming back. I'll tell you something that was very interesting about that game. It was played in a small stadium. I thought it was great. It was it's next to the Cal State Dominguez campus. It's from LAX airport. It was a 20-minute drive. It was beautiful. It's a soccer stadium, but it was seats 27,000. They had about 26 there. It was a great atmosphere. I wouldn't want to be there every game, but as it comes to press boxes in the NFL, where now they usually put us up really high or in a corner, it was great. And it was an open-air press box on a beautiful day. It was a lot of fun. And they thought it was really high. It was 89 degrees at kickoff. But you know what? No humidity at all. So it was a great afternoon and, of course, made better by the Texans leaving with a second consecutive victory.
John, I've heard that there's some contentiousness between the Chargers and Rams over the Inglewood Stadium. Is that going to get worked out, or what's going on there?
Well, I mean, it's worked out. I mean, they're going to be the tenants, and the people think they may not average 30,000 fans in an 80,000-seat stadium because people in Los Angeles just don't care about them. And I would imagine most of the fans that came to Carson were probably fans in San Diego, and they think that the only people that are going to watch the Chargers in that new stadium will be ones that can't get tickets to Rams games and want to see the stadium. It's going to ultimately be a $4 or $5 billion project. And there's some people, mainly media from San Diego, are hoping that the Chargers are an embarrassment, a blight on the NFL, to have so many empty seats every week that the league might try to orchestrate a deal for them to move back to San Diego in a new stadium. It's wishful thinking, but I don't know anybody in the NFL who wouldn't want to see the Chargers back in San Diego.
Yeah, it's man, it was a great place to have a Super Bowl until that stadium became antiquated. I enjoyed that location quite a bit. It was such a nice place. There's no way they'll ever get a new stadium, though, is there?
Well, Stan Kroenke built this himself. It's a commercial. It is a. He's going to have residential, commercial, and he'll be dead long before it turns a profit. But looking at the stadium itself and what all's going into it and around it, it sounds like a developer. Well, why couldn't the Spanos family do that in San Diego? Why couldn't they build their own? What happened in San Diego is the family wanted a stadium downtown, and they had two referendums. Both of them failed. And on the last one, they told them, do not try to build it downtown. Go to the current site. Have a referendum to put a stadium next to the current stadium. But they wouldn't do it. Some people thought that the Spanos family wanted to move to go to L.A. because they had visions of grandeur, of selling out stadium. Not going to happen. The league would have been better off to let the Raiders move to L.A. and the Chargers move to Vegas. But the Rams did not want the Raiders back there because the Raiders are so popular.
John, the Cowboys are 3-0. Saints Sunday night ought to be one unbelievable ratings bonanza because of what it means as well. Your thoughts about what you've seen? Obviously, they've kind of coasted through a weak part of their schedule. Not their fault. The NFL put it together, but who they are.
Cowboys got great balance right now. Dak Prescott's playing great. If Drew Brees were healthy, it would be a better test. But with Brees, you know, the Texans got beat on a 58-yard field goal with no time left. Teddy Bridgewater played really well in their upset at Seattle. So this is going to be a better test for the Cowboys, stopping Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas and a really good pass rush led by Cameron Jordan. And I think right now there's two teams in the NFC. I don't count the Packers as a Super Bowl contender. And nobody from the NFC South, I don't think New Orleans will be unless they're in contention when Drew Brees comes back sometime in November. But right now, this looks like Rams and the Cowboys. And, of course, the Cowboys got beat by the Rams in the playoffs last year. It would be a great playoff rematch. Rams are 15-3 in their last 18 road games, so they've been great under Sean McVay. But that would be a great NFC championship game. Rams versus Cowboys, AFC, a rematch, Chiefs versus Patriots. Who wouldn't want to see that?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
John, do you think Todd Gurley's on a pitch count?
I do believe he's on a pitch count, and it's pretty obvious that he's got a problem with his knee. People said arthritis, nothing really you can do about that. But I don't know if they're going to keep him doing this or if they're just going to have him work his way back into a full load, but it's obvious he's got a problem.
Thank you, John. John McClain.
Thank you, guys. Sick 'em.
That's John McClain, Houston Chronicle.